Hi, everyone. In this chapter, we're going to talk about an issue that is very important and has a very important impact on a company's financial statements. Now, please go to the next slide and let's go ahead and begin. The issue that we're going to deal with are sales of our product, sales of our inventory to our customers. And the first question that we have to answer is this: what financial statement accounts are affected when we have sales of our product? Well, on the the accounts that are affected on the financial statements, on the income statement, we have to record the sales revenue, the revenue earned from selling the product, and the cost of goods sold, right? The cost of the inventory sold to customers. On the balance sheet, we have to record the accounts receivable that we get from selling the goods, and we have to reduce the inventory to reflect the fact we no longer own it. In this chapter, in this particular chapter, we will focus on those two right there. We'll focus on the sales revenue and the accounts receivable. In a later chapter, we'll come back and we'll look at the other two components, the cost of goods sold and the inventory. But for this one, we'll focus on the revenue side, sales revenue and accounts receivable. And let's go ahead to the next slide and let's start with the sales revenue component. Something that should be a review for us. Revenues are recorded in the period they are earned in accordance with the realization or revenue recognition concept. Remember, revenues recorded when earned, the determining factor is not the cash receipt. Record revenues when they are earned. Revenues are considered earned either when we make the sale, when we sell the good, or we perform the service. Again, the receipt of cash is not the dictating or determining factor in when to record a revenue. So you could have a situation where you get cash in advance. If cash is received prior to earning and recording the revenue, well, that cash is referred to as we should know, unearned revenue. A liability becomes a revenue only when we do the work to earn it. Of course, it could go the other way, and that is we would actually make the sale or perform the service and not get paid until later. If that happens, the revenue is still recorded when earned, and we have an account receivable, money that is owed to us. Key point, revenues recorded when earned, when we either sell the good or perform the service, not based on when we actually collect cash. That's a key issue. That should be pretty much a review for us. Please go to the next slide, and we have the sales revenue, represents the selling price of the inventory sold to customers. It's on the income statement. We also have two new accounts that we need to deal with. Two accounts that are adjustments to the sales revenue. We have what's called the sales returns and allowances, and we have what is called sales discounts. Let's spend a couple of minutes with each of these because they're new accounts that we haven't seen and talk about what they mean. Go to the next slide with me. Sales returns and allowances consist of two things. Sales returns, something I think we're probably all pretty familiar with. When you buy goods from somebody, get them home, and you say, my goodness, what was I thinking? And the next day you take the goods back to the seller. Goods that have been returned to the seller. A sales allowance is a situation where the goods that are sold to the buyer maybe aren't as high a quality as they should have been. And the seller says, well, look, I'll give you a reduction in the selling price. I'll reduce what you owe me. So the buyer doesn't return the goods. Rather, they're given a reduction in the sales price, and they can pay less for those goods. Sales return, buyer is unhappy with the goods, and they return it to the seller. A sales allowance, buyer is unhappy with the goods, but instead of returning it, they are given a reduction in the sales price of those goods. I think sales returns and allowances, really very straightforward as to what they are. There's really not a lot more to say about them. But if you go to the next slide, the one that does have a good bit to say about it, sales discounts. Sales discounts, now don't confuse it. It is not something like this. It's not, oh, hey, look, I work for Abercrombie & Fitch, so I get a 10% discount off of all of the clothes that I buy. That's not what a sales discount is. A sales discount is an offer of a cash discount to a credit customer for the prompt payment or the timely payment of their bill. So a sales discount is an incentive to our credit customers to pay their bill early. An example of a sales discount would be something like this, and you see the 3/10, N/30. The way in which we read that discount term, it's simply read as 3/10, N/30. What it means, and this is obviously more important, what it means is, hey look, credit customer, if you pay your bill within the first 10 days of purchase, you'll get a 3% discount. That's the first part of the discount terms. Anything you pay within the first 10 days, you get a 3% discount. However, whatever has not been paid after 10 days of purchase is due in full within 30 days. No discount allowed. Pay within 10 days, you get a 3% discount. Whatever hasn't been paid, the remainder, is due in full, no discount allowed, within 30 days. Now, I have a question for you. What would be some reasons that a company would offer sales discounts? Why would we be willing to accept less than the selling price for these goods? Why are we giving an incentive to somebody to pay us? Shouldn't the fact that that's what they're supposed to do be incentive enough? Well, why do we need to tack on an additional incentive? Lots of good reasons. One, increase our sales. Maybe by offering discounts, more people will come to us rather than the competitor down the street because they can actually end up paying less for those goods if they pay promptly. So one good reason is to try to increase our sales base. Another good reason is to speed up the collection of our cash. Hey, look, we could have sales of $20 billion. That's great. But without the cash, it does us no good. We need the cash in our hands as soon as possible. One way to give an incentive to our customers to get us that money as quickly as possible is to offer them a discount for prompt payment. The third one, an issue that we'll spend a lot of time in this chapter dealing with, is to attempt to minimize the likelihood of bad debts. Attempt to minimize the likelihood of the customer not paying us at all. So there's lots of good reasons to offer a sales discount. Three of them right there on the slide. Increase our sales, speed up our cash collections, and minimize the likelihood or the chance of customers not paying us. Now, please go to the next slide with me. And we have these two brand new accounts, sales returns and allowances, and sales discounts. Let's give some bullet point characteristics to them, because they're both of the same type and nature of accounts. Both sales returns and allowances and sales discounts are classified as contra revenue accounts. Contra revenue accounts. This means they result in a decrease to revenues, specifically sales revenue, on the income statement. So they're found on the income statement as a decrease to our sales revenue. The contra revenue accounts carry a normal balance on the debit side. Opposite of revenue. Normal balance for a revenue, a credit, hence the normal balance for a contra revenue on the debit side. Again, these are the sorts of characteristics you ought to be able to list out for every account we deal with. Now, if you'll please go to the next slide, let's look at what the income statement would appear like. Remember, we've just added two new accounts You start with your sales revenue, but now we have two contra revenues, two adjustments, sales returns, sales discounts. So you take your sales revenue, subtract the returns and discounts, the contra revenues. This gives us what we call net sales revenue. In this case, $480,000. I've just made up these numbers for illustration purposes. From our net sales revenue, well, what are we going to subtract? We, of course, subtract cost of goods sold. That allows us to calculate gross profit, profit earned from selling our product. We, of course, have to include all other revenues and then subtract all other expenses to get to net income. The income statement, as we've seen from the very beginning of the class, except we've now added two new accounts, these contra revenues, sales returns, sales discounts. Please go to the next slide with me, and let's take a look at example one from the website prompts. Let's see if we can put our new knowledge to test. Here's what it says. On July 3rd, XYZ Company sold $10,000 worth of merchandise to a customer on account. Credit terms, 210, net 30. The customer returned $2,000 of the goods 2 days later on July 5th, paid one half of its remaining bill on July the 11th. The other one half was paid July 29th. Let's make the entries to record the transactions. Well, the first transaction, July 3rd, we made a credit sale. This is one we should all be able to do. We debit accounts receivable, $10,000, credit sales revenue to record sale made on account. Revenue recorded independent of cash received. On July 5th, 2 days later, the customer brought back $2,000 of the goods. When a customer returns goods, we record that in the sales returns and allowances. We debit the contra revenue account, and we reduce their accounts receivable to reflect the fact they no longer owe us that money because they've returned the inventory purchased. Please go to the next slide. And what happens next? Well, July the 11th, the customer paid half of its remaining bill. Note the first half or the first payment within the discount period. So we're able to offer them, or they're able to take advantage of, a discount. Calculate it. Well, they owe us $8,000, because it started with $10,000 and returned $2,000 of goods. They owe us $8,000, they paid half within the discount period, and they're given a 2% discount. Discount of $80. They only have to send in cash of $39.20. We need to record the sales discount and reduce the accounts receivable by what has been decreased, one half of their balance. The second payment occurring on July 29th is not within the discount period. No discount allowed. The customer must send in the entire $4,000. So we'll debit cash and we'll credit accounts receivable. Now notice the differences here in recording cash received within a discount period versus outside of the discount period. You need to worry about that contra revenue, sales discounts.